Okay, then, Gary. I mean, first of all, the obvious question, why Birmingham City?
Well, I've said from the very start of my managerial career, whenever an opportunity presents itself, I want to be able to take the big challenge, and that's the motivation for me, and I've said that all along, and I think I've done that in my jobs that I've done, and obviously Birmingham being the club it is, the historic club it is, the size of the club, the massive loyal fan base that we have, speaking to the owners and the directors about their ambition for the club and how it sees forward, and they very much align with me. And yes, there's a here and now element of what needs to be done, and that's very difficult, and it's going to need everyone committed and working hard to come through that, but it's also for the future as well. So all of those things are challenges, but I've never been one to shy away from it, like I said, it kind of aligns with my character and how I am. So I feel that connection, you know, towards this club and how it's going to be. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
The timing is difficult. 11 games to go in the bottom three at the moment. Probably needing, and you'll be doing the maths, whether it's 17, 18, 19 points to survive. From what you've seen and you've studied tape of the side, do you think there's a strong enough squad to be able to do that?
Well, I think we all know. I think that the quality of the squad and the capabilities of the squad are much higher than what they're doing right now, and they really shouldn't, with that quality and capability, shouldn't be in the position they are. But for whatever reasons, it's not my problem what the reasons are why they are where they are. I think it's about the here and now and staying present in what's coming ahead of us, and said as much as that to the players today. So that's one of the reasons why I come here, the capability of this squad and of course, the future of it, but the capability of this squad and in the situation they are. Yes, it's a big challenge. There is no magic wand, but I do believe that with our hard work and commitment from everyone, the players, myself as a staff, and obviously our fans, you know, I think that unitedness and togetherness is what's going to get us through, and I truly believe that. So that's why, one of the big reasons why I came to the club.
It's a league you know well from your time at Leeds and Middlesbrough, and indeed as a player not so long ago, coming through this division as well. Not being able to score goals this season has been Birmingham's main problem. That's going to take a bit of solving in a short space of time.
It is, but I think it's one step at a time. I think, for instance, I think we just need, my approach will be to simplify things, to make things with clarity on the pitch and have an idea of what we're going to do. But of course, you can't do that all in one day, so I think it's addressing certain things that we need to, and we did a part of that, or the first step of that today with the players. Obviously, it's the game tomorrow night, so we can't clarify everything. But I think right now is the biggest part will be the passion and the commitment from everyone, the players on the pitch, and I think that's what our fans are looking for. I know these fans, I've played in front of these, I've understood it from an opposition point of view when this is packed and it's that vocal noise in here and that hostile environment for away teams. I've been here and I've experienced it, and I know how passionate that is, and I think what it is, it needs all of that together. It needs that big concoction. I'm sure our fans are going to turn out for these 11 games and these next 9 weeks, is it home and away, and really go behind these players and give them everything that they got, and that's what they need. And I think that's what big clubs do, and that's what from my experience, understanding that and seeing that work, that's going to help no matter what the situation is, because there will be ups and downs. It's the nature of this league. It's the nature of where we are. But I think our fans have got more than enough in their locker to come behind these boys and give them everything they got.
Football gods like a laugh, don't they? So tomorrow, 39th birthday, the club that you left at Christmas, Middlesbrough, come here for your first game. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is destiny, isn't it? Or fate, should we say. But look, it's what it is. But look, the focus of all of that is not on me. You know, it's not about me tomorrow or any day after that. It's about these players and giving them my best support, my best, way of working, implementing that into them, trying to help them rebuild that confidence and that identity and that passion and that commitment and all those things, and put that onto the football pitch, because that's what fans want to see. Ultimately, I think everyone, fans, they can accept winning, losing or drawing if they see that on the pitch and a total commitment. And I think this group, I see it in them, they have that in them, and they have total commitment in them, and that's something we talked about this morning with them. And yes, are we going to come out tomorrow and play the best football ever? Probably not, but what we can do is put certain things in place as we go along and give them, the players, a clear idea of that confidence to go onto the pitch and show what they're capable of. And it's never straightforward, but you know, that's why I come here. I'm confident with this group, with the work that we can do with them and their commitment, that we can achieve what we want to achieve.
Just finally, though, a victory over Middlesbrough would taste even sweeter, wouldn't it, on a human level, surely?
Oh, look, it's... You learn very quickly in football. I've been in it, 22 years now professionally. It moves very quick. Things happen, experiences happen, and I'm never bitter towards any of those experiences. It's all part of the process, and what's done is done, and I'm only focused on Birmingham now and doing well for Birmingham and giving this club and our fans, these players, everything that I've got, you know, my full commitment and 100%. And I always said to myself, and I'm sure everyone else agrees, like, you know, when you've done that, you can always live with yourself, whatever happens. So I've done that everywhere I've been. I've always been fully committed, and it would be exactly the same here.